This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Terry Schindler Schiotto is fighting for her life, not being given treatment. And a judge is moving to remove her feeding tube. We have had Wall Street Journal writer Wesley Smith on this show to list the hundreds of names of people who audibly beg for food, who can drive their wheelchair around, can bowl. They can bowl, folks. You know, roll the ball and knock over pins. Because they got into this culture and said, oh, I want to be taken out of my misery. And people use that against them later to remove feeding tubes, to not give them care. And Bob Schindler, her father, is fighting against this. It's a horrible, horrible a case, very painful to read about, and it's got a lot of attention in Florida. And I'm sad to say it's one of many cases just like this. And so we're going to talk about it with Bob Schindler and about what his daughter is up against right now, what his daughter Terry's up against. Bob, thank you for coming on the show today, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
Just in a nutshell, the story, how it started, and what's happening right now, and what the judge has ordered.
Well, it started where my daughter mysteriously collapsed back in 1990, and the information that we received was that she had a heart attack, and we assumed that was correct. Her husband filed a malpractice suit against her attending physician and her gynecologist based on the fact that they had never conducted any tests. And in November of 1992, they awarded Terry a million aggregate sum of $1.6 million+. And he received, the son-in-law received $640,000 personally. And as soon as that money came in, he then started a pursuit to end my daughter's life. And what he did was he posted a do not resuscitate in her medical records. He withheld all information from our family, or actually from anyone, to make any kind of determination of what condition she was in. He denied her antibiotics to treat infections, which she would have died from.
Now, for those that just joined us, I have a bunch of news articles saying just this, mysterious illness, not being given treatment. She'll have infections. He'll say no treatment. They feed her. She's even able to eat and audibly ask for more, according to the news articles. This now you have doctors and nurses saying this. They don't want to kill your daughter.
No, there's over a dozen doctors on record with the court stating that her condition was misrepresented, that she is not in any kind of persistent vegetative state, which, by the way, is a criteria in Florida to execute someone. The wishes that Terry allegedly made were totally fabricated. And in reality, you have a girl that has suffered brain damage and has never been given any kind of treatment or therapy for that. She's disabled.
Well, also, I mean, I've seen video clips of her. She's got her eyes open. She's looking around.
But she's very responsive.
Yeah, very responsive. And there's nurses saying they feed her and she enjoys it, and then the husband gets mad? Or?
Correct. He what he does as their guardian, and in Florida, the guardian has supreme power over the ward.
And a lot of times the state can also get appointed guardian.
Well, we're hoping that the governor will step in and do that.
Because in this case, Governor Jeb Bush has said it's wrong, which is good.
Well, he went on record, but the thing and what happened is I mentioned that we did not have access to her medical records, and only 2 years ago We did gain access, and we found that, number one, Terry never did have a heart attack.
I tell you what, stay there. Yeah, it gets really bad, and I appreciate your courage to talk about this. It must be extremely painful. I know that as a father. We'll be right back.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Bob Schindler, father of Terry Schindler. And, Bob, please continue. I mean, your daughter is awake. She audibly, according to the news reports, has grunted with enjoyment, eating food. She's never been allowed any physical therapy. The medical records have been sealed. Just one day she's fine. Next day she's suddenly paralyzed from the neck down. Please go through this, the rest of the story for us. And now a judge has ruled at the request of the husband to remove the feeding tube.
Well, I had mentioned that there was efforts by the husband to end my daughter's life while she was in a variety of nursing homes. And it was somewhat like standard procedures. She was not permitted any type of therapy to the minutest form, and there are people coming forward now, caretakers, who have offered affidavits to the court saying how he had abused her over the past 10 years while she was in the nursing home. Now, just to set the stage for what happened that evening, and that was on an early morning when she collapsed. And the very next day, the husband had an attorney IC room at the hospital and had suggested that my wife and I sign over full control of our daughter to the husband in order that we can expedite her medical care. And at that time...
Very cogent, very focused.
At that time, our prime concern was our daughter. And actually, we agreed to do that. Little did we know when we signed this document, it gave him total control over Terry and any information associated with Terry. So what the husband did, he acted as a liaison between the doctors and our family. So we were told what he wanted us to know. And we were told that Terry had a heart attack and that her condition was not improving and so on and so forth.
And now, years later, you get the medical records.
Correct. Then what happens is that we did obtain access to her medical records, and we found that she had an injured neck, and that was, by the doctor, described that as a symbolic of a person that was strangled. And she never had a heart attack. She was actually like suffocated from lack of oxygen through her lungs, and that caused her heart to stop. The doctor, medical in the hospital, even stated they didn't know what happened to her. They never picked up on the strangulation. Plus, we uncovered a bone scan that was taken of Terry that showed she had multiple fractures throughout her body, her ribs, and so on and so forth. She had a broken leg. She had fractures in her pelvic.
You know, it's incredible. Every time police should be called in, they're not. And every time they shouldn't be, they are.
Well, this thing, and it, again, the therapy, when Terry, and I, backing this up prior to the malpractice, Terry, the husband, did allow her to go into a rehabilitation program, but they stopped it at the rehabilitation. Now, he told us that she wasn't improving, but we found out the reason that they stopped it was because of the multiple bone fractures she had in her body, that she was expressing pain to the people that were putting her through these gyrations, and she was telling them, she was talking then, by the way, and she was indicating that she was in pain.
So I've got the news article. She was talking, and then now 10 years later, she's not doing as well. But, sir, this must be horrible. So where is this going? Has any of this concerned police officers?
No. That's what is totally unbelievable with the system here in Florida is this particular judge has all this information, and he's blocked every avenue that we've tried to get an investigation. I went to the police department, and I tried to file a police report on what happened to my daughter, and they would not allow me to file it. The attorney general, which is like the local attorney general at the district.
Who is her husband?
His name is Michael Schiavo.
Well, I've got the article, and I know his name, but what does he do? What's his profession?
He worked in a restaurant. Actually, he started his career at McDonald's. And when this happened to Terry, he was working in a restaurant. But
if someone has, I mean, again, I've got the news articles right here, and they got all these doctors and nurses admitting she was denied care and all this, and that she, you know, begs for food, and so she's in pain, and all of this, and then you got the doctor's report saying it looked like strangulation. But then you're being told heart attack, and now this judge is saying that this federal judge is saying they're going to take the tube away from her?
It's a circuit court judge. It's not a federal judge.
Okay.
Circuit court judge is, as a matter of fact, tomorrow he will set the date when they'll stop feeding her. And when you mention who is the husband, it's not the husband who is connected, if you're thinking in those directions. The attorney is a pro-euthanasia attorney, and they've had the Hemlock Society backing this thing. It's a national campaign that's out there to legalize euthanasia.
No, I know. Wesley Smith has talked about how they can get the most radical cases pushed through. I mean, folks, we're talking about people in California begging, give me food, give me food. We've had nurses calling on the show. It's been in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, this is on from Alabama to California. And they are killing people who are talking and saying, don't kill me. Well, you signed a paper.
What's the what's frightening is, and I was totally oblivious to this euthanasia movement, as I'm sure everyone else is, and people don't have a hard time reconciling themselves to think something like this could happen in our country, but it is. And they're killing people daily. They're starving people to death daily. It's an ongoing thing, and it's a it puts me in mind of what was happening by the Nazis when they had their cleansing program.
Well, for those who don't know, that whole eugenics, now known as they've kind of morphed the name into bioethics. That's exactly what's going on. And in your particular case, I'm just going off the news articles. But I know that generally they are killing people, and it's an overt thing, a predatory thing. These different organizations, they want to set the precedent with the state for these medical boards to order your death while you're begging for food. And I mean, have you talked to these groups? Have you said, "Hey, this is wrong what you're doing"? What do they say?
Well, I haven't directly talked to the pro euthanasia groups. You know, we've tried to get the information out to the media for them to, alert people what's happening. But
how many radio interviews have you done?
Oh, I must have done a dozen.
Most of them in Florida?
No, actually, they've been in different parts of the country. Where I've had an opportunity to express what's happening.
How many newspaper articles have been written?
Oh, my Lord, I don't know. It's throughout, it's national.
But as you said, you weren't aware of the sheer numbers of this exact type of stuff going on all over the place.
Well, I don't think anybody is. Even like the media and locally, they're actually supporting my daughter's death, the way they're slanting the news. And they're not printing the facts of the case. They're printing opinions. And they're printing that she's been in this condition for such a long time. Let her go. That's their attitude.
Isn't that nice?
And what they don't realize is that, and they don't print, is the reason she's in this condition is directly because of her husband's lack of attention.
Well, now you have dozens of medical personnel, doctors, nurses, and others. You know, she was talking years ago. She still, if they can get to her, they won't allow it, can eat. Now they want to take the tube away. Again, setting the precedent. If they can get people who are talking, folks, people that are awake, blinking their eyes, begging for food, they can go to anybody. This is not, quote, right to die. This is the state's right to kill you.
Exactly. It's the judicial homicide is what it is. And they're trying to lower the bar, particularly like in Florida. We have a large elderly population.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it's costing...
it's Logan's Run. It's Logan's Run, the globalist. Don't want to pay out to take care of people. People don't care about their parents anymore, don't want to take care of them. And so we're all in deep trouble. You know, I want all these yuppies to know that are for this. When you're paralyzed, and a lot of people come back from this, and you're sitting there begging for food, and they kill you, you just remember, as you are in incredible pain, that you went along with this for other people.
Well, you know, what's interesting...
You reap what you sow.
...is that the euthanasia advocates are endorsing this, filing a living will, which would state, that you do not want to be treated under certain circumstances. But the jeopardy there is that the legislature is changing what they consider as life support. As an example, in Florida, it's only recently that they said that feeding tubes are a form of artificial life support.
Well, now they're even saying that in some states, giving someone water is.
Well, hydrate, sure. So you have to be very, very careful, and I implore you, do never, ever.
Yeah, they're masters. They're masters of changing labels. The conservatives are really the liberals. The liberals are the communists. Just all these terms have changed. Oh, man, I tell you, sir. Now, are you able to get in to see your daughter?
Not what we are now, but there's a restricted visiting list.
What does she do when you get in there to see her?
Well, she greets us. I mean, when I say she greets us, she responds, and she shows a look in her face and smiles and laughs with her mother. And when you talk to her, she tries to answer you. But what she's saying is not coherent because she needs speech therapy. She hasn't had any type of that therapy, you know, in over 10 years.
Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay there, sir. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in the 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Grounder with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As a doctor, you're able to cure and heal your patients. Unfortunately, there's more than that to a successful medical practice. Confirming appointments, rescheduling missed visits, and sending reminders is inconvenient and time-consuming. A team of receptionists is a costly solution. GTI Technologies has an efficient and manageable answer. Let GTI's appointment verification system be your communications link to your patients. Find out more at gticelecom.com or call toll-free 1-877-518-5888. The money saved will transform your practice. Using personalized delivery, GTI's cutting-edge technology will confirm appointments, recall patients, reschedule visits, or deliver any message you like. Flexibility means your messages can be transferred at any time you choose by telephone, fax, or email. GTI can also tailor systems for any type of business. Call them at 1-877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelecom.com today and put their technology to work for you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Christ said that suffer little children, and that those that harm them, be better to tie a big stone around your neck and be thrown in the deepest sea. And by children, that means weak people. the widows, the orphans, the paralyzed person. You know, that's what vampires do. They feed on paralyzed people. Normal people have a pang of need to support and help sick people, hurt people, to nurture them. Not the New World Order. They want to crush them. They want to use their body parts. They've caught big hospitals stealing organs, killing people. That's been all over the news. Do you realize taking people's retinas? My dad's a doctor. He told me when I was going in for surgery, well, before I even got a driver's license and later broke my leg and had to go in for surgery, he said, don't say yes on that organ card. Statistically, they'll kill you. That's a man who's worked in a lot of hospitals, rewiring people's jaws and doing facial reconstruction. This is the New World Order, folks. It's what it has to offer you, and I hope we all pray. And I've never said do this. I just think of these poor people cornered by this system like Terry Schindler. We need to pray for all those in these hospitals that have turned into death camps and for the good doctors and nurses that are trying to say no, the bioethics boards and the judges and the culture of death that's being promoted by this system. And this is just horrible. Going back to her father, Bob Schindler. Bob, what was it like after you said, oh, yeah, to expedite things, we'll sign over our rights to our daughter? And then all of a sudden, how did things change after you did that? You said for a long time you couldn't even see your daughter.
Well, what had happened, and this grew very intense after the money came in, the malpractice money, which, by the way, I mentioned was like $1.6 million. There's roughly about $20,000 left of that. The entire amount of money has been spent. The attorney's got that money. The present attorney that's representing the husband has received over $500,000 in legal fees. And she has.
So now the money's running out, and it's time
almost
to,
gone, yeah.
Time to.
And she has not received the benefit of that award at all.
Remember these so-called drug treatment centers in the 80s? I had a lot of friends who would just, their dad would catch them with one marijuana cigarette, and they'd disappear for 6 months, and as soon as their insurance ran out, they'd be released, and they'd torture them in these facilities, had nothing to do with stopping drug abuse or drug use, and as soon as the insurance would run out, man, they'd be released right then.
Well, it's like they always say, follow the money trail, and the money evaporated from her medical fund. And it's happened not only with Terry, this whole guardianship thing down here in Florida with the elderly, and what they're doing is they're literally robbing their estates, and it's going to attorney.
Oh, they just signed a bill in Texas where if you ever take any Medicare or Medicaid, they get your house, all your property, everything.
Except, well, that's what's happening. And the courts are...
I mean, if you get $100, they take the inheritance.
Well, they did that down here because so many people were from out of state, and they didn't want the money going out, you know, back north or wherever when the people passed away. So it stays here. But where it's going is it's lining the pockets of people that have the power.
So what do we do? Who do we call? I know we've got a link to the website, terriesfight.org, terriesfight.org, great website. And you've got phone number. Call and tell Governor Jeb Bush to please save Terry Schindler's life. And
yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you. Jeb Bush is our only salvation because
that executive power.
Well, the fact that all of the local people, the district attorney, the police, the chief of police, they're all I hate to use the word conspiracy, but they're all part of the good old boys. And they won't take any action with Terry because they're being told not to.
Well, a lot of times, though, governors or senators, to look good, will take up a case like that, and that's fine. If they occasionally want to do a token thing like this and say it's wrong, you need to get a movement to stop this system itself and, of course, first save your daughter. So folks need to call the governor at 850-488-7146 and tell Jeb Bush, save Terry. Tell him, no, you can't take her food away from her.
Yeah, that I really would appreciate that so much.
And I want to stress this again. Her eyes are open. She's smiling. Doctors are on record that she's been talking. And that she's been, and she's got an infection, too. And there's no treatment being given for that?
No, that was treated.
Okay, thanks. I was going off the CNS News article. Now she's been treated?
Oh, yeah, thanks to Jeb Bush.
Oh, Jeb Bush. Tell you what, do 5 more minutes with us, sir. I know you're busy, but...
Sure. No, please.
Yeah. Okay, well, just thank God for Jeb Bush. I'll say it right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle.
All right, it's a nightmare case, but as Wesley Smith will tell you from the Wall Street Journal, there are hundreds of people. Hundreds of cases that we're aware of where people are audibly saying, please feed me, crying out, nurses breaking the rules, feeding them, being fired. Medical kangaroo courts, bioethics boards, just modern eugenics. And the Nazis did similar things. You can go to terrysfight.org and see recent videos of Terry. These are heartrending, folks. I mean, she is there. She is begging. And this is what the courts call lifeless vegetable, and will shortly issue a date to begin Terry's death by starvation. And it's just amazing. They've got all the documents, photos, news reports. It's a family fighting for their daughter's life, who was talking clearly and swallowing and eating and everything early on, 10 years ago. After the medical reports say she was the evidence showed strangled. That was all suppressed, and now it's come out. And I guess the system doesn't want to admit it's wrong, but Jeb Bush, because of pressure. And that's good. When they do something good, we got to say, wow, they did something good, said that she had to, because the articles I saw just a few weeks ago were saying that she had this really bad infection. The husband was saying no treatment for it. She was in a lot of pain, but you're saying Jeb Bush stepped in and got her treatment for the infection?
Exactly. What happened was that he has received so far close to 35,000 petitions that have come off of Terry's website directed to him. And this whole thing is scripted, how they end people's lives. And either they remove their feeding, these are the elderly for the most part, but when these patients are in there and they contract some type of an illness that would become terminal, the guardian or conservator who has total control will say, don't treat it. And then the person will pass away, they'll die. And the story, it's called Exit Protocol.
That's the bioethics boards.
That's how they
by the way, the guy that wrote the national protocols and spoke to the governor's conference 2 years ago, I mean, they're really putting him on a pedestal. Dr. Peter Singer from Australia says, quote, newborn babies should be able to be killed up to 2 years. From the time they're born to 2 years, they're not even humans. Old people are the equivalent of mackerel. Retarded children are, quote, subhuman. These guys walk around calling people subhuman, folks. And they're praised. They speak to the governor's conference.
Well, there's a Dr. Ronald Cranford who was brought in on Terry's case, a neurological guy, that's testified in most of these high-profile cases like Terry's. And he calls himself Dr. Death. He examined Terry, and we have him on video, as congratulating Terry for obeying his commands. And then he testified in the courtroom that she was a lifeless vegetable. Totally contrary to what he was saying in the video.
Good job. Let me tell you something about Dr. Kevorkian. I saw him on PBS at an art show with paintings he painted in his own blood of demons eating children coming out of wombs. These were the most disturbing paintings I've ever seen. And I never talk about this, but I'm somewhat of an art connoisseur. When I have time, I like to look at art. It was kind of like the Geiger stuff from the movie Alien. Eating babies, he was going, I painted this in my blood. He was surrounded by Tom Cruise and all these beautiful women. Oh, he was a star. Kevorkian, Kevorkian. You know, he lost his medical license in two different states. He was caught in the dark doing unusual things with dead bodies. That's the type of ghouls that are into this sick culture of death.
Well, the attorney that is representing Michael Schiavo, he claims that he can communicate with the spirits of people, and he can tell when they are asking to die. And
Where is this documented? Because this
gets in a book. He has a book that he's published.
Now that shows the occult. Yeah, you know, that's it. You know, I'm not going to, folks. You know what they're doing right out in the open.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And
I saw Kevorkian going, I painted this in my blood. There was like all these supermodels going, Jack.
Well, I told this attorney when I was doing an interview, and he was one. And we were having an exchange, and I said, you're no different than a serial killer. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're another Ted Bundy or any of these other people. You're doing it legally.
And what did he say to that?
He was very upset that I would accuse him of being a serial killer. But in my view, he was. He is.
Well, look, we've had 54 million abortions, and everybody told you, hey, folks, they're going to kill the old people. They're going to kill the infirm. You know, the Nazis were for abortion, and people can't get it. And so it's going to come back on all of us. That's God's rules. You reap what you sow, folks. Those of you that have been involved in this and haven't repented, and frankly a lot of innocent people too, are going to be caught in the jaws of this system that we have created. We've done it to ourselves.
Well, you know, Tyree's caretakers have been so intimidated. The one girl that came out was fired. She filed a police report early on about Terry being mistreated and abused by her husband, and the possibility that he was going in her room and injecting insulin in her veins. And she filed a police report about the possibility of attempted murder, and she lost her job from that and got blackballed throughout that industry, the nursing industry. That's what happened.
Now, you have the medical report where they say it was really it showed strangulation, but then that was all sealed from you until now. Man, so they fired her, and you've got doctors and others. Now, she was talking clearly early on and swallowing, but then I guess after these, later she got worse, huh?
Well, what happens is the fact that she's been, like now she's in total solitary confinement and has been for 3.5 years. She's locked in a 10-by-12 room. She's not permitted out of that room. And her husband, he determines what she can see and what she can have in there. No animals, no photographs of our family, and nothing that would offer her.
Let me tell you, the mouth of hell is yawning for that individual.
Well, he should be in jail for what he's done, the way he's abused her. And the frustrating thing is that none of the authorities, they ignore it. And like there's just recently, I was told that one of the complaints was sent back because it's within the courts, and this is this Judge Greer, and we know for a fact that Judge Greer has communicated behind doors with some officials in an attempt to blockade any kind of investigation.
Any type of investigation. You do to the least of us, you do to me, folks. That's it's horrible.
You'll see on our website we're asking to please notify the authorities to investigate what's happened. There's criminal activity, and it's just being ignored. The whole thing is just unbelievable. It's tragic, and any other word you can find for a description is. We're sitting back, and it's like a nightmare for us. It's surreal.
Well, let's take a couple calls, if that's okay with you, sir.
Certainly.
Todd in Kansas and then Scott in Illinois. That's all we have time for calls. Go ahead, Todd. Okay, we'll go to Charles in Florida. He was holding. I'm sorry, Charles. You were first. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes. Can I talk about anything else after I talk to your guest?
Now, let me just put you on hold. We'll go back to you when our guest is gone. Todd in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, we'll go to Scott in Illinois. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I'd like to say I feel for your guest there. I just went through the same thing last Thursday. My friend was he was in a coma for 8 months, and they told him that there was no brain activity on him. They told his brother and sisters, and
he signed an organ donor card.
Yes, he did. And
you can have brain readings that are making the machines smoke, and they'll say you're dead. Brain dead, and they want those goodies.
You know, Alex, I went in there, and I had a whole different idea of what a coma was than the reality of it. I walked in, this man watched me walk in the door, walk up to the side of his bed. When I talked to him, tears came down his eyes, okay? Through the months, I've seen him sitting with his arms locked because nobody was giving him therapy at this hospital. His hips, his pelvis literally turned straight up and down. He was not getting the therapy he was supposed to be getting. And I walk in on him and seeing him sweating profusely, breathing hard, trying to sit up. It was like you were looking at a human being trapped inside of a body that was conscious, but the body didn't work.
And what you were seeing, again, is like a human being stuck under a car, and they're begging, help me, and everybody just stands around and laughs and goes, we're liberal.
Well, you know, exactly. And I'll
just
tell
wait
you,
till we get your guns. We'll have a lot of fun with you, public.
I'll tell you, Alex, it was really, I believe that he was just going through a healing process, and a lot of his family and friends couldn't bear to see him that way, and they thought it would be better to stop feeding him.
My uncle was in a coma for 6 weeks doing nothing, and then he just came right out of it. People been in him
for years.
A case where a person was in it for like 20 years and came out and is fine walking around now.
Well, you know, they stopped feeding him Thursday, and he passed on Sunday night. And let me tell you, people who think that it would be better if you were in this position, if you stopped feeding, being fed, he died in an incredibly miserable death.
And well, they've described that. I don't want to, we have the father here, but I'm sure he understands. We need to talk about how bad it is.
Well, it's really.
Well, now his daughter, you can see videos of her. She's blinking and smiling.
Well, that's how this guy. I mean, everything, you could see life in his eyes, but his body right now wasn't working. I believe it was just taking time to heal and God's time. And man, they just pulled it on him. And it's been a hard week for me. The guy was a man of his word who would do anything for anybody. And this is just wrong what happened to him.
Okay, let me get a comment from our guest. And thanks for the call, Scott. Mr. Schindler, any comments?
Yeah, no, exactly what he described is when you talk to any of the therapists, and I've talked to numbers of them, these people, there are different levels of coma. And when you say coma, people immediately think someone is laying there in Spaceville, but, you know, Terry is not in a coma. There's deep comas. And she's really not in, you know, what you would consider as a coma. And the key to get these people to recover is they have to have therapy. And by that, they need stimulation, and they need physical therapy so they don't atrophy. And they have to be brought back, and that can be done.
What about the case of David Wendland? This guy's wheeling himself around in a wheelchair and talking to people.
But you see how he died? He died from pneumonia. And that's the same thing that happened to my daughter.
They won't give him treatment.
And they don't treat them then, you see. Now, my daughter contracted pneumonia. She's never had that in, 12 years? And when this case looked like it was going to go into the Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court, all of a sudden she contracts pneumonia from nowhere. And that's, we knew right then and there what they were trying to do. They were going to literally murder her.
All right.
And when they starve someone, that is a grueling death, and usually what they do to accelerate it is they will attach them to a morphine drip. And the morphine is to relieve the pain, but they overdose them on morphine.
And also they take the water away, which...
Well, the hydration is gone, too.
And they say, well, that we've described that, boy. And then now the judge is about to say when they're going to unplug her.
They're doing the same thing.
They take the tube. But that's terrible, sir.
They're consciousless. They have an agenda. And they're going to follow that agenda regardless.
All right. Let's talk to Allison in San Diego. Allison, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. And Mr. Schindler, our hearts go out to you and to your family and your daughter. Alex, I'm a member of the Catholic Media Coalition, which is a nationwide group of alternative Catholic newspapers. Yesterday and today, we have faxed and are mailing all of the Roman Catholic bishops in the United States, asking them to take a strong stand for Terry's life. Our letter says in part that the Roman Catholic Church has a moral obligation to stand up to this challenge of euthanasia. We need our bishops to publicly and unequivocally defend Terry Schiavo's life and strongly condemn euthanasia. Time is of the essence. And so, therefore, we're asking each individual bishop, as well as the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, to endorse a statement condemning euthanasia and supporting Teresa Schindler Schiavo by name in her right to live. So if any of your listeners out there are Catholic, if they could please call their local bishop and insist on this, we need very, very strong statements from our Roman Catholic bishop.
I mean, when you watch the video, she's sitting there. She's totally conscious. I mean, it's just incredible.
I know. I've seen the videos. She's not in a persistent vegetative state. You know, I have a mentally retarded sister, and we worry about what might happen to her in this kind of situation. And so this hits home for all of us, and we all have to realize that. We need to defend life at all stages.
Absolutely. And folks, this is a culture of death, and it's out of control. Allison, thanks for the call.
I'm going to
let our guests go. You want to call Jeb Bush. It's 850-488-7146. Website, terrysfight.org. And you want to give out any other information, Mr. Schindler?
Well, just Allison touched on a sore subject, was with the my daughter. We're Catholic. And the local bishop in St. Petersburg, is Bishop Robert Lynch, has been silent about Terry until he was literally forced to make some kind of a statement a couple of weeks ago. But the Catholic Church has not in any way supported Terry. And they had a Catholic priest of the diocese testify in favor of removing Terry's feeding tube at her trial.
Totally, totally evil. Well, sir, we're going to
believe that.
We're going to be praying for you, and we appreciate you coming on the broadcast to stand up for your daughter and for all of us that are going to be, unfortunately, in this position in the grips of a Nazi-like government, and I appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.
Wow, that is scary. And then here's an article out of the BBC. Gay men actively seeking HIV status. Remember that in the Rolling Stone a few months ago? Out in San Francisco. Now it's in London. Some disaffected gay men in London are deliberately exposing themselves to HIV virus and the belief that it will give them a badge of belonging, a researcher has claimed. And then, well, I read the Rolling Stone article, they actually had the people all admitting it. They say as much as a third of the men in San Francisco who are homosexuals are doing that. Notice this article never says homosexual. That word has been banned in England. The Scotland Yard Diversity Union unit will arrest you. I have the BBC article on prisonplanet.com. Well, arrest you if you even say that word. That's just another facet of police state, thought crime, speech crime. And it goes, Parker is studying sexual networks and HIV transmission in the capital and says, anecdotal evidence from in-depth interviews is revealing deeply disturbing information about some individuals' behavior. She says traditional safe sex messages are failing to reach these vulnerable men, and the authorities appear reluctant to address their problems head on. Says multiple partners and how they've said the men say they want to get AIDS because it makes them a bond so they will belong. I mean, it's just pure death, folks. Black death. Taking over everything. A culture of death. You can't kill 54 million kids and not have it come back on you.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stressful free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got an article here. Hall Monitor or Spy out of Reuters. It says they want to make you have a job anywhere, have an RFID tracker tag on you anywhere in America to have a job. They made the Iraqis do that. Also, a former U.S. attorney found dead in Texas, a former federal prosecutor who defended the U.S. government in a lawsuit filed by surviving branch Davidians was found dead in an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, authorities said. Police officer checking on the abandoned vehicle found a body of former U.S. attorney J. Michael Bradford shortly before 7 p.m. Tuesday. They found his BMW, which was unusual because it's a nice vehicle and it looked parked in the woods. And the cop goes on to say, "We're sure it's a suicide. We're pretty clear what happened. We have no indication of foul play, of course, with no evidence of that. They just say it automatically. Whenever you hear that, watch out." Another article out of Reuters, Big Brother set to guard a TV near you. It says Big Brother technology that already allows people to be tracked through their mobile phones could soon be installed in household objects, tipping off police if they are stolen. It says even if you move your TVs around, the police will be called. We haven't, it goes on. He said a police monitor pilot project testing the hybrid wireless and mobile phone technology should be up and running within 6 months in northern English city of Manchester. And again, it just says, you know, everything's going to be tagged now by your chips. Remember all the troops that died of that weird pneumonia-like illness and the others that got sick? Their organs would liquefy. This is out of Associated Press. Smoking cited in Iraq pneumonia cases. It says troops had their organs liquefied because they smoked some cigarettes. It actually says that, folks. A girl 12 settles a privacy suit with the big marketers of music for $2,000. She lives in the ghetto in a housing project, downloaded some music, so they went after her and hundreds of others. Thousands of Ground Zero rescue workers are ill, the Scotsman, and now they admit Bush ordered them to suppress the evidence that it was toxic waste and toxic fumes in the area. But, hey, the government will probably just say they smoke too many cigarettes. That's why they're dead and dying. FCC says Howard Stern is a news program, and so doesn't have to do balanced time with people. Whatever. Let's talk to Charles in Florida. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I'll try to get this out real quick. Local program here, a liberal program on in Tampa.
Yeah.
One of the listeners called in and said WorldNet Daily reported that the Republican Party is now outsourcing all campaign finance.
Yeah, that's true. That was last week.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew that.
They're going to have Indians from India call up and ask you for money and go, "Please be a good conservative to support our jobs." And actually, no. And then And they say if you don't like the outsourcing now, it's going to get seven times larger in the next 4 years.
Yeah, another thing is, have you heard about this bill so that in case the terrorists, quote-unquote, run a plane into the Congress, Bush
the
now...
power will be given to Homeland Security, that will, and then the governors will be under Homeland Security and appoint the new Congress, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If Congress passes that, they might as well, and they're really asking for it from the dictatorship.
Yeah, your previous guest, it really gets me. I think I have one nephew is a registered nurse, another one's a doctor. I think from what they've told me, the medical profession's God is money. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm out of time. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, bud. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And back tomorrow, 11 to 2, and back for 9 to midnight. I hope you will get my videos, get the new books, support what we're doing here, if you believe what we're doing. Toll-free number to get my videos and books and get them out to folks, support the show, have powerful info. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. New film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement's out. The new book, Order Out of Chaos. 888-253-3139. If we don't expose the globalists, nobody will. So now they're announcing the RFID is going to track us to have jobs anywhere. Man, it's going to be great being a slave, isn't it? See you tomorrow in Houston. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible.